Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us. And the whole time as we were walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump and just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified? And
and speaking to the African-American population.
Right. And so overwhelmingly, there was circled Obama. And you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there. And those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that President Clinton was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first African-American president, which means they felt like he represented that part of the population. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized the people again. Use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. So God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate you. That's so powerful, isn't it? God's saying that President Trump is going to do just like what he just did with the executive orders that he just signed, and so much more.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.